One thing our buddy Jay Falcon has done this year is set up a GSM phone network for Telefreak. Does he have that all set up yet?
Saw a couple of repeaters strewn throughout the place, but I think he's still running around setting up stuff.
Oh, okay. So yesterday is about probably the same condition as it was yesterday.
I saw him carrying a lot of equipment, so might be in a little bit more condition than it was yesterday.
Maybe. I saw him last night at about 4 a.m. And it didn't look like he was working on it then, so either it was working or just not.
Yeah, I can't remember much last night around 4 a.m. myself.
Yeah, I don't even know when you got in.
Yesterday afternoon, sometime.
Yeah, so. Have you seen any talks so far?
Have not.
No?
They only just began...
at 10 a.m., wasn't it?
About 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Now, I haven't... So when's the keynote today? Has that already happened?
I would have to look that up in my pamphlet.
Oh, okay, well, I don't have that. You don't happen to know when the keynote is, do you? Hello.
You guys have to
turn the
lights off.
Okay.
Either that or we got to start talking a lot louder.
Well, anyways, so Rodent and Jay Falcon were supposed to be here.
I saw both of them this morning, but
okay.
You weren't quite here yet, so.
No, I probably was still in bed, and I've been trying to get in touch with them, and of course they said that they would be here to give things like a status update on projects like the GSM phone network, but...
So is that OpenBCS or OpenBST, BTS?
Yeah, so he's using a thing called NanoBTS.
Cool.
So it's like the, I guess he buys them off eBay, mm-hmm. like the NanoBTS themselves, and then uses a asterisk back end to, so that when people make the calls out on the GSM network, they'll go out the asterisk box.
And just passes it in as a SIP
channel. Right, exactly.
Yep.
So
yeah, I had the chance to play around with an OpenBTS node for a while.
Oh, really?
It was pretty cool. We're doing some...
Was this at your previous job?
My previous job, we were doing humanitarian work out in Afghanistan somewhere, setting up a mobile BTS station, basically fit it into a backpack.
Oh, okay. Cool. Was that kind of like just for like guys who are over there, like a morale kind of thing? Like?
No, it's actually entirely altruistic. It's... Basically, it's so that midwives can report on statistics.
Okay.
Like how many mothers died, how many children were birthed.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking that maybe like, you guys set it up so, like, you know, occasionally a troop could call home or something like that. But I guess
That would be cool, but they already pass out phone cards to all the troops.
I was going to say, and they can probably go and use the phone somewhere else. Yep. Right. So, I mean, pretty cool project. I'm still wondering how it's working here.
Yeah,
but I think they have three nano BTS transmitters. One in this area, I think one in a lower area, and then they were trying to fix a bricked nano BTS. So, but I don't know how that's going. So,
no.
But anyways, yeah, I haven't actually made it to any of the talks yet. Me and Andrew, or I'm supposed to sit in on Andrew's talk. Andrew's giving the talk, but on
Rodent matters.
Yes, thank you. Rodent. Denial of service attacks on social networks. And you probably know a little bit about that.
No idea what you're talking about, sir.
So, yeah. So, basically, if I think his talk is at 11:30 or 11 at night. So.
Yeah, I put it in my calendar here. Let me pull that up.
Yeah. But... Anyway, he's been having a good time so far at the conference. I give a talk on Friday. No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Good God.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m., yes.
Yes.
However, whenever I got my my ticket to get in, they looked me up and they didn't have me written down as a speaker, so that was...
Even though your name is in the book. And
yeah, well, that's how they verify it. I mean, I actually kind of worried me because I thought... Somebody was just screwing with me, and they just sent me a, you've been accepted. Like, they timed it right. And then I get here and then find out that I'm actually not accepted. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. We put a time slot in for you, but we're going to give that away to anybody who wants to.
Exactly.
But
so.
Not you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool. So what are you going to be talking on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was kind of daydreaming there. I literally woke up.
You were fantasizing
15 minutes
about
ago.
Being back with your wife, weren't you?
Yeah, actually. I'm going to be talking about Sagan, which is a log analysis engine that I've been working on for the last few years. And that's going to be my primary talk about how it's set up, how rule sets work, how it talks to a Snort database, and just et cetera, and why these things that are things that you'd want to do if you want to do log analysis. That's basically what I'm going to be talking about. And then, Ben, are you doing any talks? Have you set up your...
No, I didn't register to speak or anything.
No, you pretty much, I mean, I remember I talking to you, and it was literally like, oh, to hell with it, I'll go. Like you were like, I don't think I'm going to make it to Hope, and then next thing I knew, you're like, oh, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and buy a ticket now.
Well, I just found out that I was being laid off from work and had a little bit of cash in the bank, so I went ahead and bought
figured
plane ticket, hotel
it's
room.
It's time to celebrate, really.
I showed up.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe I'll find another job while I'm here.
That's right. That's right. Are you ready to move out to the East Coast?
Oh. Why do you have to ask such a tough question?
Okay, well, it's nothing that needs to be answered quite yet, so.
Yeah, I'm mostly looking forward to being able to work from home for once.
Right.
Instead oh, yeah, of having to travel around the world.
You were doing some pretty heavy travel there, yeah, for a while.
I spent a year and a half in Afghanistan.
Wow. Like, full on through? You just come back for like...
First tour was a half a year, and second tour was one full year.
Oh, okay.
But it pretty much sucked, because I didn't have a single day off.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whenever you... I thought for some reason that you would come home for like... Thanksgiving or
I was home
or
for like six
like
months, and then they asked me to go back out.
Okay.
And they asked if I wanted to extend my tour after every 3 months or so.
Right. So and then you turn around and just tell them, screw you guys.
Yeah. Well, in exchange for a pretty hefty tax break, I sat there basically for a year. There's what's called the Foreign Earned Income Tax Exclusion, which allows you to deduct up to $90,000 of your income in tax.
Right.
Which is freaking awesome. Because
it is.
That's a lot of freaking tax that you get back in your pocket.
Right. So you're able to like really get over there and kind of save up some money. I was going to say bank, but that sounds retarded.
Right now my goal is to buy a home, and if I decide to move again, then I'll just rent it out or sell it, put it
on
the market.
But to kind of have
It's good to have a place where I don't have to pay rent anymore.
Right. And hopefully that you can stay out and not have to be back in Afghanistan for
a year. I'd say, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, between the... I told you, I have a four-month-old now, so... That's pretty much my life right there.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up, is what I'm saying.
So, basically, no sleep?
No sleep.
Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, whenever I think about it, last night was the longest consecutive time of sleep that I've probably gotten in about 4 months.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I drank too much, so it didn't really...
So it wasn't much of REM sleep going on.
It was more of dozing. Dozing and feeling like...
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good times.
Well, the trick to not having such a terrible hangover is drink plenty of water
drinking. Oh, wow. See, I drink a bunch of water at the moment.
So for every pint that you drink, drink a pint of water, et cetera.
Oh, it's actually the IRC channel?
I don't know. Some.
Is that a live feed? Is what they're saying.
Apparently
that
so.
Is Justin TV.
Huh?
That's Justin TV. Yeah, it's a live feed.
Okay. Oh, and that's just the their chat. So it's not like IRC.
That's just their chat.
Okay. But so, anyways, yeah. So we're gonna have Jay Falcon and Rodent here, but
yeah, they'll eventually show up, I think.
Well, I think Rodent is gonna be talking about his talk tonight on Radio Statler.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. How he
I'm sure he'll call me.
He deals with IRC networks all day.
Yeah, all day. That's sad.
Consumes all of his free time.
It actually really does. The guy puts in a lot of effort. I just burned the whole damn thing down.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, and I run it in.
It's not like you make money on it.
No, you don't, and you have to deal with a lot of people who get angry at you, and you're doing something that's, you know, for free and for fun.
Yeah.
Supposedly for fun. Usually it's a lot of fun, actually.
It's normally
fun. I run DGS Locker and the 2600 net, and it's usually a lot of fun, but it is lame. Like, then you get, like, the distributed denial service attacks going on. It's like, really? You guys are gonna come after this, our hobby network.
Dossers go after anybody.
No, that's true. I was doing. Remember when?
It doesn't help that Rodent sometimes instigates things.
I was gonna say he has been known to do that as well. Actually, I've had him. I go to him and say, "Hey, why are we being DDoSed?" And him say, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Then
no
I go
idea.
Back and look, like, through it, and it's like, you know, between
it's like
a bunch of anonymous
somebody.
Guys and him, and he's like, you guys are dicks. And then, like, our network goes down. Like, really? Really?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, just don't talk to them. It's easy enough.
Yeah.
But it was funny, remember when Anonymous was, like, they're using, LOIC to DDoS Visa and all that?
I think I was out of touch with reality.
Oh, yeah. You were probably in another part of the world.
Yeah.
Getting sand in your eyes. Back then I used to go on some of Anonymous's IRC channels, and that was always fun to see. It was like them figuring out ways that they were going to DDoS, but it was also like kind of like herding cats all at the same time. It was,
yeah.
But kind of interesting. Watch them.
Remember the good old days when people would call in and pass credit card numbers on the conference?
Oh, crap. Yeah, the good old days. And we'd say, what did we do about that? Didn't we, like, get on and monitor? So, anyway, just to back up, we've been running the Telefreak conference bridge for, 100 years now?
Seems like 2003, I think we started.
Yeah, 2000. It. Yeah, probably around there. Yeah, 2003. Is that a hoop, actually? We started it. They officially kicked it off.
Yeah, you and Sleestack.
Yeah.
Made a call.
Yeah, did you? Were you
with one payphone and another payphone, literally around the world?
Yeah.
I was not here for that one. But
okay,
I
couldn't remember if you were here or not. But anyways, so it's a conference bridge that people get on from around the world and they chit chat and have a good time and talk about hacker crap. And but what we were finding at that point in time, it was somebody was using the conference bridge to trade credit card numbers.
Yeah.
I remember you sent me a message and it basically said, Beav, get on the conference. we have like a way that we can join the conference that nobody can kind of hear whenever you join the conference. Mm-hmm. And we got on and we listened to them. Was he the same guy who was doing the bad rapping?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had the same thing.
Yeah, he was calling from somewhere in Florida, I think.
Yeah.
He and his buddy were, like, exchanging information for Western Union transfers over the phone.
Right.
And it was kind of interesting to hear them just talking about the crap that they would buy. Like, oh, I'm going to get an ATV this week.
Oh, yeah. It was total like crap. That. It was
like... It's like... Okay, if you want to be a redneck, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, big redneck. Yeah, it was total crap. It was like, man, I can't even remember this. But I just remember the guy rapping. And he was rapping about what they were doing. And it was just like... Anyways, I think long story short, I think we ended up like just kicking them off the bridge and banning their...
Caller ID,
which I'm sure was probably really their caller ID. Like, they weren't trying to spoof it or anything.
Yeah, they probably just called in directly.
Right.
I mean, it's not like there's any way to secure the phone network out there anyhow.
No, exactly. It's easy enough to spoof, but I don't think those guys were smart enough to know how to do that.
No, they just found us to be a free PBX.
No, exactly. It was like in the middle of the afternoon. It was like 2 o'clock or maybe...
You know, that's always been a concern of ours is... dealing with setting up mailboxes for drug dealers, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
What do we do if that ever happens?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's just a service, and, you know, kind of like the IRC network. I mean, you run it kind of for fun, and if stuff happens, then if they want to use it as a drug dealer drop box, I mean...
We can't stop them.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's not like we take responsibility for it.
And we can't go through and audit all the mailboxes, nor would I ever want to. That would be, you know, kind of ridiculous. So,
that would be stupid.
But, I mean, I haven't... Have you been on the conference lately?
I called in a few days ago, and I think I talked to Overload.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't talked to him in forever.
He is here, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll have to... I don't know what he looks like, so, but...
Okay.
If you'll point him out to me, I'd like to say hi. But, yeah, that's the... I was going to say is the... I haven't been on the conference in a while, mostly due to babies.
Making babies, people. Right, making babies.
No, actually, that process is already done. It's the it's the taking care of. So yeah, I haven't been on the conference in forever.
No.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. Actually, it was Box 2, and he was complaining that nobody gets on the conference. And I said, "Well, do you just call in and like wait for 20 seconds and hang up?" And he said, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, there's your problem. You gotta."
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other day I had a 6-hour long drive across middle of nowhere, Nevada.
Perfect time.
And fortunately, I had a Verizon phone, which had pretty good service throughout most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Went from Reno to Ely, which it's literally called the loneliest road in America.
Oh, yeah. I remember T-Profit going, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, same drive, basically.
Mm-hmm. Did you still have the payphone?
I never saw it.
I think it's gone now.
Like, I only saw one payphone, and that was, like, right there on the Nevada-Utah border.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere, basically.
There used to be the loneliest payphone in America. And T-Profit, we were on the conference.
Yeah, he found it. Yeah.
Right, he found it at like 2 o'clock in the morning and then said, "B, should I turn around and go back and so you can call you from it so you can get the caller ID from it?" And I said, yeah, duh.
And then I think we tried calling it.
Yeah, no, it actually worked.
Yeah.
It actually did ring. And he said it was like a solar-powered... Like, or had a solar array on it.
And it's using, like, some kind of repeater to shoot
over a mountain. We were wondering about the radio. I remember that. Like, how... But
no, I'll have to go out and find it since I live nearby.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there. They might have, like, shut that thing down.
Might have been moved.
I could just look at the phone number and we call it and we get an error message.
Yeah.
Then we'd probably know, right?
Like, it'd be kind of cool to set up a new one, though.
Yeah. This random people setting up.
I can do it.
And we have a payphone here. I think not Kevin is bringing.
Yeah, I poked him a little while earlier and told him to bring the damn payphone up.
Oh, yeah. So have you seen him today?
Yeah, he's selling yerba mate.
Oh, okay.
Or club mate.
Okay.
Or whatever the heck it is. I think one of them's a vampire movie.
But he hasn't brought up the payphone. Oh, slap him. I saw him last night, but it was really late.
Yeah. Well, he's, like, directly across from the telefreak table.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then I'll talk to him in a little while. But anyways, yeah. So far, the conference has been kind of fun.
Cool.
Actually fun. Not kind of fun. Fun.
Well, it's only day one of the official conference
today. I know.
We've still got two more days of this stuff left.
I know, and I'm already, like... Holy crap, I'm tired.
Well, you gotta pace yourself, man.
I know, I literally do. I don't,
They're just talking to themselves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, anyway. Why am I putting it? I feel better with these on.
Much better.
Well... So, are you going to do anything else while you're here in New York? I was talking about going, my buddy, who's with me, wants to go to the Intrepid.
The
aircraft carrier on the river that has all the naval aircraft on it.
Cool.
It's like a big museum. They put the space shuttle on it. You didn't hear about them crashing the space shuttle?
That'd be badass.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
So, NASA donated one of the space shuttles, and I'm pretty sure it's going on the Intrepid. And so as they were moving it, they flew it down here. I think they flew it down here. Then they put it on a barge to move it out to it. And then the wings were hanging over the barge, and they ran it into a bridge. You didn't hear about that?
So they have to. They literally crashed the space shuttle into a bridge in New York.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a bad plot. like an 80s sci-fi movie.
Who would that movie be starring? Bruce Willis is the...
We gotta go space shuttle pilot. You're gonna go get some unobtainium somewhere?
Right, exactly. Morgan Freeman has to be in here somewhere, so...
No, he has to narrate it.
Yeah, he's the narrator. He's the, ironically, he's the narrator for Bruce Willis, which you have to think of the kind of, you know, Morgan Freeman's voice in his head. That is, anyway.
Yeah, you just see a picture of Morgan Freeman, and immediately, any text you read, you automatically hear his voice.
And we crashed that damn shuttle into the bridge, and it was never seen again.
Good old Bobby Dufresne.
Oh, man. Well, fortunately, we can...
I am every fat American. Thanks.
Oh, hey, nice.
Whatever.
Anyway, somebody not actually doing anything sitting on the chat channel.
Yeah.
Hey, this reminds me of IRC. But, oh, you're looking up the actual... Oh, so the Enterprise is on...
Yeah, that was the Enterprise that got moved from... I think it was at Air and Space... DC.
Uh-huh.
And now it's going to be on permanent display on the Enterprise.
On an Enterprise?
Yep.
Wait, why was I thinking Intrepid? Isn't the Intrepid another ship that's over here? That's a museum?
Enterprise is...
Wait, the Enterprise
space
is the shuttle. Yeah. Enterprise is the shuttle. Oh, Intrepid. Yeah, it says right there. Okay. No, very cool. And actually, it's just kind of like right up the street from here. I think I've walked to it from here before.
Probably.
I mean, several blocks, but we'll definitely, so I'm probably going to end up doing that at some point. My buddy used to live here in New York, so he wants to go out to a lot of different places and kind of get in trouble.
Do the touristy thing?
No, not really. He wants to go out to, like, his old haunts. Like, all these hole-in-the-wall bars. See all of his old buddies. So,
cool.
Yeah, so it should be kind of fun. And then hopefully today I'll actually see some speakers, some talks. So do you have a schedule?
I don't have the schedule here.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see when... I'd like to see... Have you seen the Yes Men before?
Have I seen whom?
The Yes Men.
No, I have not.
You should, if you are on... When I go on... YouTube and look up Yes Men. They did a documentary called Yes Men Save the World. It's actually pretty funny. So basically what they do is...
Aren't they like advertisers or something like that?
No. They go in and they act like executives to different corporations. So for instance, they get a call. They set up a website that is... what is the name of that chemical group? Dow Chemical. They set up a... Like a Dow Chemical.
Better living through chemistry.
Oh, well.
That's their slogan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so they set up like a website. See, it wasn't Dow Chemical. I think it got bought out. But maybe it was Dow. Anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And the BBC calls them about, because in DePaul, in India, there was this huge accident in the 80s, probably mid-80s, that killed lots of Indians. And basically what they do... is they get a call from the BBC and they say, yes, we're Dow Chemical. We'd love to talk about that accident. And then they go on the air, for instance, on BBC. And for instance, in that particular one, they say, we've never acknowledged that we were really at fault there. And we're setting aside $16 billion for the people of India. And of course, then, Dow stock drops immediately because, the second people find out here in America that they're doing something good with the money, people go, well, I'm getting out of that,
That's a pretty good troll, I gotta say.
Right, it's a pretty good... And so that's the kind of crap that they do. They go to various conferences and get there. And a lot of times their scheme is, they'll offer a really kind of, famous person for a keynote speaker, but then that person can't make it, so his assistant shows up. You see what I'm saying? And then it's one of them. And then they go in, and they gone to New Orleans and evidently there's a conference there about rebuilding New Orleans, so they go there and they hang out with basically the mayor of New Orleans and basically con people, and it's actually really entertaining. So I'm kind of interested to see them. I wonder if they're going to give any social engineering tips on basically how to do this kind of crap. So it could be kind of fun. So I was going to look up when...
That'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much. Yeah, so if you get a chance, I would say definitely check it out. And are any of...
If you're listening to this in the future, that was Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Good point. So actually, are any of the talks being streamed over Radio Statler? Or?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We're working very hard to accomplish that.
Right. So so some technical difficulties. And there always is.
There always is.
Right.
Trying to get the equipment that we need to do. There was some hiccup with the equipment that we needed to broadcast, but we're...
Right.
I'm told we have many, many monkeys running all over the place, running wild, trying to get that set up.
Plus, I mean, you guys are down here at... the mezzanine kind of area.
Right, yeah, we're
and
down
then
on the second
this
floor.
Talks are on the 18th.
Right, yeah.
So you have to figure out some sort of conduit to get the...
Yeah, the only way I can think... I mean, they're not running cables, so it must be like they need a computer up there streaming the information down here to us.
Right, right.
I know nothing about that.
You sit behind the board. Okay.
No attention to the man behind the computer.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, so I'd heard that they were going to stream that. I also heard that they were going to try to do some sort of video of all the talks streaming, but is that untrue?
I don't know about video streaming. I don't even know that would be us.
I don't think it might not be you guys, but I think it's all crap. I
was up there last night. I know they've got, like, camera tripods and all kinds of
stuff. Well, yeah, usually whenever they do... the talks, they'll make the DVDs directly, well, as you probably know, directly after the talk.
Right, yeah.
Which is kind of nice, because, you know, if you see a talk that you're interested in, it's like, what, I think the last couple of years, it was like $5 for
you can
a DVD
also just go on YouTube and find them.
No, you can go on YouTube, but it is kind of nice. Like, for instance, I remember being up there, and somebody gave a talk, it was a friend of mine that was on malware research, and it was kind of nice to be able to walk out and wait like 5 minutes and be able to buy his DVD of his talk.
Yeah.
Like the same day. Yeah. You know,
that's
like,
pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to wait for it to get on a YouTubes or
a series of tubes.
Or Facebooks. I don't have to worry about that. So, I'd heard that they were going to do some kind of streaming, but, whatever. Hopefully it works out with the streaming. Oh, and I see you guys use Shoutcast for the streaming side.
Yes, please. It looks like we do.
Wow. So what's the on the what's the max that you guys have seen on the radio side?
We're not seeing.
No, right now. I know.
We're not seeing a whole lot now.
Yeah. We're not
still
seeing
early.
Tens of people.
Yeah, it looks like 4 right now.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, can you blame them? I mean, I wouldn't listen to me right now.
I mean, they have us on. I mean,
shit, you used to be able to do that anytime on the conference. Hungover B? It's a dime a dozen on a conference. No, but I mean, I was just thinking of like last year. Were you part of Radio Statler last year?
This is my first year with Radio Statler and my first hope.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
So,
he's a hope virgin.
Yes, and my cherry is getting well and truly popped, let me tell you. Here, sit here, work this board. Yeah, okay. Say things into microphones.
Increase
how
levels.
How long have you been sitting down here? They've been keeping you at it for like 20 hours now?
Oh, no, heck, we only started this morning.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. I should really get with the program here. I think everything started yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was everybody's like, set up and you know put up our
right
get
right duct tape Netto
oh
BTS's.
So much duct tape
yeah actually there's a cell phone network they duct taped to the ceiling and I was looking at it because it has these big huge heat fins and I was just looking at like that's gonna melt through that and that's gonna really hurt the guys at Starch Press you know but Rodent actually says that it's well I guess enough electrical and duct tape. We'll see.
Better than the first PBX we made, 210 cans and a ball of string.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. That's right. That was a Slee Stack thing. Oh, and you know what? He didn't make it this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that. I was hoping he'll be here.
So Slee Stack's an old buddy of ours who actually...
He's also one of the founding members.
Yeah, founding members of Telefreak, and he actually was kind of the guy, I remember talking to him late one night, who said, hey, we should put together a PBX and people can get free voicemail boxes and do drug deals and whatever they're going to deal on. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. And, yeah, so that was kind of his idea. But that was when Asterisk, and Asterisk is a software that we use for the PBX. That was back when Asterisk was, like, pre-1.0.
Yeah.
When Mark Spencer was still heavily, like, the only guy writing it.
Yeah, that's back when he was the CEO.
Yes, yes, and back when he was the CEO of Digium.
Before he stepped down to become the CTO.
Right, right.
No, no.
Right. And then, and it was like, I remember you would have a problem, say you would download the latest source code of it, or I think they use SVN or CSV or something like that for their source code revision control.
Yeah.
And I would download it, and it would fix the problem, like the bug. But then it would create like two more new bugs. And then I'd have to go back and then get on the mailing list and be like, thanks for fixing that one thing. But you broke, like, I don't know, hanging up.
Yeah.
And then they would fix that. Then I'd grab that. And well, that would break two more things.
Back in the day, I think they still do it. But if you install the sample files for Asterisk, the configuration files, somewhere in the IAX configuration, you can actually you can call Digium in it. Like they,
oh, yeah,
they
no,
actually
it's one of the defaults. It's like extension 500 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.